Hello, everybody. This is Sanjay Reddy, and you're listening to Detox, the Design Podcast. This episode is about Aditi Sharma. She appeared for NID for the first time, and she was scared in the examination hall. She couldn't believe what she was saying. Like, the questions were completely out of the blue. She was clueless, and she didn't know what to do in the examination hall. She goes back home, and she decides, okay, this is it. This is not gonna work, and this is not my line. Probably, I don't even know if I'd want to take this exam anymore. She takes up a job in the technical field, and then she goes back to preparing for design again. And she talks about how she went through the preparation, how she sought out the mentors who eventually helped her to get through the NID exam when she appeared the second time. And not only just get through the exam, but she was All India Rank 4 in NID 2020 in Toy and Game Design. Now, she also talks about a lot of things, very interesting things about Toy and Game Design. She talks about play as an experience, which I'm sure you definitely love to hear.
Thank you, Sanjay. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I've been looking forward to this conversation because I've never had actually conversed with a person who is from Toy and Game Design in my entire life. Like, I've never spoken to anybody who is from there. But I know people who design toys and who design things for kids, but not especially from, you know, NIDK department. Say, no, I haven't actually spoken to anybody. So this is a really good conversation that I'm definitely going to enjoy for sure.
Hopefully.
So how was your day? How was your day?
It was good. Yeah. Great, in fact. Yeah.
Like any other weekend?
No. Different, because we had a little party. Some kids were there and we were playing. So they were my test subject as well. Usually, before joining NID, I used to be like, okay, I'm not gonna play. Okay, I'll just watch. And I will be referee, not a player. But after, first semester is already finished. And काफी सारा content है दिमाग में. And first thing in NID, which our mentors told us to do, was ki be very observant.
Okay.
So for being observant, you have to participate
actively. Oh, yes. Definitely. That's completely true. Yes. All right. So Aditi, I want to know, I know that you're from a technical background, right? You studied engineering, right, in your bachelor's, and then you moved on to design. So can you please tell me, when was the time that you decided, okay, engineering is not something that I want to continue, and design is the thing that you want to go for?
Okay. So so after 12th, I was not sure ki what I want to do. Okay. So I knew that I don't want to be engineer or be, let's say, ki I don't want it to be in a very academic field.
Okay.
But when my father used to ask, okay, then what do you want to do? I was not having answer. Okay, ki what I want to do. So they said, ki, do you want to go for fine arts? I was like, no. Because, as a student in my school, I was all-rounder. Okay. Like, I have tried almost everything as my hobby. That was one reason I was very confused. If I know everything, if I can do everything, then what should I take up for mastering, right? So I was very confused, and very honestly, I'm telling you, there were not people around me who can guide me for what all possibilities are there. Okay. Nobody ever talked about designing when I was in school. So after 12th, I was like, you see, I'm not going to drop and a year and prepare for IIT and, you know, go to Kota and everything.
So,
I'm not going to do that.
Right.
So, jo bhi milta hai, let's join it. Okay. So, luckily, I got into Banasthali. And Banasthali as a, you know, brand is very famous amongst, I think, North Indian people.
Yes.
Okay. And because I was from Jaipur, so it was a very huge thing to get into Banasthali. So I went there and life there was very simple. Okay. Mm. No fashion. Okay. Mm. No pomp and show. Very simple life. Very simple food. Okay. But for sure, I was not happy with my academics. Because somewhere, my whole hobby was finished. I used to read a lot in school. After 11th, I didn't read any extra book, nahi padhi thi, magazine. Nahi padhi thi. So, matlab bahut band ho gayi thi. Aisa lag raha tha, ek na bahut sare dabbon ke andar, ek dabbe ke andar dusra, teesra thi, aur ekdam core pe main baithi hu. Ekdam, so bahut frustration aur sab tha. But again, even at my college, I was unable to find a direction ki what I want to do. But somewhere, I was very upset with my education, with people around. And I used to question ki why people are so sad. So, obviously, much wise people, they used to say ki because you are sad, that's why you are seeing everybody around you as sad. So I was like, okay, then why I am sad? So I used to ask such very, very tricky questions and people used to be like, ki engineering pakad le na, clear kar le, padhai kar le, ye sab chod.
Okay.
And anyways, in short, I was very lost. Okay. But one thing which I used to do, ki I used to talk to people. From different fields, like psychology department mein chale gayi, wahan pe ma'am se baat kar rahi hu ki ma'am aage agar engineering ke baad psychology karna hai to kya kare, aap kya karte ho, wahan pe design department bhi tha to wahan gayi. So design department jo hai wo bahut beautiful, aesthetically bahut beautiful, appealing. Jo HOD the, he used to talk to me very as a very gentle person. Gentle in the sense, kind-hearted. Ki, otherwise, generally, HODs are very rude. at least, engineering HODs. Yeah. But he was very kind to me. And main jitna bhi unse questions karti thi, he used to answer. I was having a friend in designing. So, she also helped me to understand ki what design is. So, kahin na kahin wahan pe thoda laga ki shayad ye karne mein interesting sound kar raha hai.
Okay.
Aur, क्या होता है वहाँ पे वर्कशॉप्स चलते रहती है, पीपल आर वर्किंग विद मटेरियल, दे आर क्रिएटिंग थिंग्स, दे आर टॉकिंग अबाउट यू नो वेरी नॉन एकेडमिक थिंग्स,
राइट?
तो वहाँ मुझे अच्छा लगता था, तो आई यूज्ड टू फ्रीक्वेंटली विजिट देम. फिर वहाँ से मुझे NIT के बारे में पता चला था एंड आई थॉट कि लेट्स गिव इट अ ट्राई. तो मैंने थर्ड ईयर में प्रिपरेशन स्टार्ट करी थी.
ओके.
हाँ. बट मैं थोड़ा बीमार हो गई प्रिपरेशन टाइम पे ही, और काफ़ी बीमार हो गई थी. तो एकदम एग्ज़ाम आ रहा था ना, उससे उस वक्त मैं एकदम धीरे धीरे अंदर ही अंदर वो बीमारी बढ़ते जा रही थी एंड आई वॉज वेरी शैटर्ड. दिमाग नहीं चल रहा, बॉडी साथ नहीं दे रही. फिर क्या हुआ, मैं कोचिंग भी लेने गई थी. आई वॉज लुकिंग फॉर पीपल हु कैन ट्रेन मी to get into college. But वहाँ पे भी मेरे साथ चोट हो गई. So I told them कि मुझे masters के लिए prepare करना है. उन्होंने कहा कि we don't train people for master exam, but if you want, we can give it a try. So मैं ना एक तरह से बली का बकरा बन गई, क्योंकि उन्होंने मुझे bachelor's की तैयारी करा दी.
Okay.
मैं exam hall में गई, ठीक है, वो बीमार भी थी मैं और मुझे पता नहीं था कि मैं बीमार हूँ. तो वो थोड़ा फिजिकली मेंटली आई वाज वेरी अनॉयड और पेपर देखा तो मैं एकदम ऐसे हो गई कि आई कैन नॉट इवन अटेम्प्ट इट. मैंने तो मैथ्स पढ़ी है, इंग्लिश पढ़ी है, मैं ये ड्राइंग नहीं कर सकती. तो मैंने उस वक्त ना गिव अप कर लिया था कि अब मैं नहीं ट्राई करूंगी. एंड आई गिव अप ऑन दैट डे. एग्जाम हॉल से निकली थी ना, डिसाइड करके निकली थी कि मेरा कुछ नहीं हो सकता अब. और मैंने लिटरली एक साल तक ही कुछ नहीं किया. इंजीनियरिंग खत्म हो गई और मैं इतनी बीमार थी. फॉर वन ईयर आई वॉज वेरी सिक. मतलब इट टुक मी वन ईयर टू कम आउट ऑफ दैट इलनेस. पर लकीली नाउ आई से लकीली मेरे को एक्सेंचर में ऑन कैंपस प्लेसमेंट हो गया था. तो मैं पुणे शिफ्ट हो गई एक्सेंचर ज्वाइन करने के लिए. और एकदम गिव अप की हुई लड़की है ना कि मेरा कुछ नहीं होगा इस दुनिया में. है ना, मैं इतनी पढ़ी होगी, मैंने कुछ भी नहीं किया अभी तक के. एवरीथिंग एंड्स. तो क्या हुआ कि वहाँ पे मेरे फ्रेंड्स बने. ठीक है, उससे पहले तक के आई वॉज नॉट हैविंग मच फ्रेंड्स. ऐसे लोग नहीं थे हु कैन सपोर्ट मी, हु कैन चीयर मी अप, हु कैन मोटिवेट मी, ऐसे नहीं थे. तो जब स्टार्ट हुआ फ्रेंडशिप, पुणे में घूमना फिरना स्टार्ट हुआ. ठीक है, और एकदम ऐसे ना, ठीक है, ऐसा था कि कुछ करना तो है ही नहीं लाइफ में, बस घूमना फिरना है और तफरी करनी है. तो वहां से थोड़ा ना मोटिवेशन मिला, या यूं कह लो कि बिहेवियर चेंज हुआ. तो आई स्टार्टेड कि अच्छा, एक्सेंचर में तो मन नहीं लग रहा, कुछ और करते हैं.
Right.
So people are very important. So this is the first thing which I learned after getting out of my comfort zone. Keep people and your network is very important. Yes. You have to find people who can motivate you, who can cheer you. है ना? तो वहाँ पे again चारों तरफ ऐसा कोई नहीं था who can guide me or who was there. मतलब जिसका काम देख के ऐसा लगे कि this is something which I want to do. YouTube पे ना मैं चीजें देखते रहती थी कि एजुकेशन से थोड़ा परेशानी थी ना मुझे, तो मैं एजुकेशन के ऊपर चीजें पढ़ते रहती थी कि what's happening. और काफी सारी ना essays, blogs और लोगों के टॉक्स पढ़े थे जो एजुकेशनल रिफॉर्मर्स है ना उनके. तो टीच फॉर इंडिया से आई वॉज वेरी इंस्पायर्ड. तो एंड आई वॉन्टेड टू जॉइन दैट. तो आई वेंट टू मीट अ फेलो, टीच फॉर इंडिया फेलो इन पुणे. सो सी आई अगेन एंड अगेन से कि आई गॉट वेरी लक्की, और यू कैन से कि समथिंग वॉज अट्रैक्टिंग मी टूवर्ड्स इट. बिकॉज द फेलो विच हुम आई मेट ना, आफ्टर लुकिंग एट हिज वर्क, you know, I felt very ignited. I was like, this is something which I want to do. Theek hai? I want to be with people and helping them with their sadness, with their, you know, with their journey of coming out of that sadness and that thing. Toh unse bahut baat kari, samjha ki kaise karte hain. And he was like, ki, if you want to do na, toh you will eventually do. Start doing it. Don't think ki only if you will come to teach for India, after that only you will start. So he was my second mentor. First one was my mama, who gave me this one lesson, very important lesson, that you need to go out and find your mentors. Only they can guide you.
Okay,
no one else can guide you. And for that, you have to talk to people.
That's great, actually.
So, my second mentor was that fellow from Teach for India. Okay. So, in that journey, na, he gave me a lot of contacts and details of many, many people in this field, education sector. So, I used to watch their videos. I started understanding ki what are the things which is happening in this field.
Okay.
Then I was like, okay, I have to actually get into some institution which is working in this field. Otherwise, it will be like, ki, you know, you are on two boats. You are, neither you are going this way nor you are going this way.
Yeah.
So I was like, ki, now it's time. Ki, I have to join some institute. So I started looking for courses. So my first, so I was like, ki, I want to make strategies. And I was inspired by one influencer. I think his name is Robinson. Robinson. I don't remember his name.
Okay.
A full name.
Okay.
So that guy was actually a strategy manager or something related to strategy. So I was looking for ki, how to become a strategy manager, things like that. Okay. Then I got to know about strategy management, strategy design management, NID.
Right.
It's a, so I got to know about that. So I started researching for that course.
Okay.
Okay. So in that process, again, who will guide me? And I just knew that I have to talk to people and I have to find my mentor.
Yes.
I was like, jinhone crack kiya hai, let's talk to them.
Yes.
So I was not knowing about ki aise design ki communities hai Facebook pe. Us waqt kam bhi thi. Theek hai, so this is the this is 2018.
Okay.
Okay. So 2018 ka end, 2019 ka starting. I directly went to NID ka student page. I looked for people in SDM. And I started dropping emails or direct messages to those people.
Okay.
Again, luckily, very luckily, one person replied.
Okay.
So he was like, ki, do I know you or you are just another design aspirant? I was like, I'm design aspirant. So he asked me a lot of questions. Ki, why I want to do, you know, and main kaun hu, kahan se hu, mere bare mein kaise pata chala, blah blah, everything. So maine honestly batati gayi sari cheeze. So he was like, okay, fine, I will help you in preparation. So he told me about this Facebook community, okay, design community, where aspirants talk to each other, solve things together, and there are other LMs and everybody who guide them. So I joined that and I started preparing.
Okay.
So there in that community I find a lot of people, and so I again direct messaged certain people to understand more ki how to prepare and everything. They told me ki you need not to join coaching. Okay, you can do it without that also.
Yes.
And I was having 1 year for preparation.
Okay.
So instead of, so now coming to how I prepared. Okay, this is how I landed
got into
up.
Design.
Ki, I have to do design.
Yeah.
Okay. So I started with ki SDM hi karna hai. Theek hai, aur kuch nahi karna hai. But when I talked to people, NID ke students, one thing was clear ki it doesn't matter ki aap kaun se course mein ho. You can go and attend any class and you can go and seek guidance from any teacher.
Yes.
Okay. So it's a very open community and people are very you know, welcoming. Aisa nahi hai ki aap ek course ke ho to dusre course mein jaoge to people will not welcome you or people will keep you away. So one thing that was clear. Secondly, TGD was something, TGD as a department, Toy and Game Design Department, this is more in sync with education.
Okay.
Rather than SDM.
Okay.
So my mentor suggested me ki, you know, you have two options. Why don't you apply for TGD also?
Okay.
And talk to TGD students ki what is the curriculum, syllabus and everything. And aisa nahi hai ki we are pressurizing you ki you should do that because you want to go into education. But you can apply for that also. But at least talk to them and then decide. do not decide without talking to them ki wo log kya karte hain.
Exactly, right.
Do not assume.
Right.
So, they only shared me a contact of students. I talked to them. So, maine teen logon se baat kiya. One who is currently a student.
Okay.
Then one who is pass out, recent mm-hmm. pass out. And one who has passed a little, like 5-6 years
okay.
back.
Okay.
To understand ki what is happening in the department right now, what are the current opportunities, and what people who have done in the past they are doing. Matlab thoda future scope kya hai, long distance.
Yeah.
So after listening to them and after, you know, being very, very curious, like I ask a lot of questions. Yeah. And I ask them very honestly and without any hesitation.
Okay.
Because I'm like, ki abhi nahi poochungi, baad mein problem ho jayega.
No, that's very right.
Yeah. Huh. So after that, I was like, ki, yeah, I want to go to TGT. In fact, let's keep TGD as first option and SDM as second option.
That's good. Actually, I'm enjoying the whole process. Like you have described from the time you decided, okay, this engineering is not my cup of tea. I'm not really happy here. And then you discovered what you want to do in the long run, right? So you have an ambition. And this is the way that would lead you to that ambition, to that goal. And then you're deciding that toy and game design in particular, all because you had the courage to approach people. You had the clarity that you want to go somewhere and you are finding out ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is a really good process, because somewhat I relate to also. I had some similar story. I wouldn't say not like yours completely, but I went through a process of talking to people, visiting IIT Delhi design department, talking to students over there. Then NID students go random messages on Facebook. Only few people reply, I know, because they're very busy. Okay, they're very busy. So it was a good experience. And now when you're talking about all of that, I am enjoying the whole process. Like I'm visualizing everything and I'm seeing that you're going through phase to phase by phase. And then now look at you, you're at NID in toy and game design.
And much, much happier.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, that's great. That's really great.
So I'll tell you why NID students, like now that I am in NID.
Yeah, I know.
So why NID people or students do not reply to everybody? Because everybody have a different journey they have, and they have different ambitions and different, they all are basically different personalities. Okay.
Yeah.
So what is that first question which you ask them? Okay. And if they feel related to that question or not, okay, that will decide if they are replying you back or not, because they are very busy.
Right.
And now I know they are very busy, like very, very busy. So only if that first thing is very catchy
totally.
And relatable, totally. They will reply, otherwise not.
Totally agree.
So
when you said that you were, I'm going to take you back to the preparation process. Like you decided that, okay, TGD is something that you want to apply for. And then you said, okay, you're going to go for that as a first preference and put SDM. On the second spot, right? So how did you prepare for that domain in particular?
So see, when I decided this, it was already forms were already, you know, applications were already submitted. So on paper too, my first preference was SDM. ओके तो व्हाइल प्रिपेयरिंग फॉर एसडीएम सी तो आई गॉट माय मेंटर इन मार्च
ओके
ओके
okay.
I do remember dates, months, not dates. You know? So I got my mentor in March, and I started preparing then.
Okay.
But they were like, "Ki, you do not need to start sketching and learning current affairs, facts, and everything right now. Right now, you need to work on your thinking."
Yeah.
Okay, and if your observation skills are okay or not, good enough or not, okay, storytelling, and these things, matlab basically NID mein jitne bhi questions aate hain, it is not in NID, design is all about thinking, if you are able to think properly or not.
Yeah.
For thinking, you need ideas, pre-existing knowledge in your head so that you can process it and come up with new different type of thoughts. Okay. Matlab if somebody is talking about topic A and if you don't know anything about topic A, how will you talk about it?
Yeah.
Right? So you need certain pre-existing knowledge to attend a particular topic.
Yeah.
So they suggested, why don't you start reading books? And I was very happy. Yeah, I want to read books.
Yes.
Let's start reading books.
Okay.
So they gave, so because SDM was my target, so SDM ke kuch 4-5 books, my mentor suggested, ki start reading these books. So they were on lateral thinking, hai na, and about marketing, about business. Okay. So these were the books. Why these books? Because they were like, hey, how to understand user.
Right.
How to be more empathetic and how to like look at a problem.
Right.
From the user's point of view. So I started reading those things and I started picking up jargons and terminologies from there. ठीक है तो मैंने मार्च से लेके अराउंड सेप्टेम्बर अक्टूबर तक के ऑफिस भी चल रहा था साथ में तो ऑफिस के साथ साथ आई वॉज रीडिंग बुक्स एंड आई वॉज कलेक्टिंग जार्गन्स टर्मिनोलॉजीज कॉन्सेप्ट्स विद रिस्पेक्ट टू डिजाइन फील्ड
ओके
एम्पैथी क्या होता है हाउ एम्पैथी इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम सिंपैथी ठीक है तो प्रॉब्लम मेरे साथ प्रॉब्लम ये है कि मैं रूट तक के जाके स्टार्ट करूंगी रूट से स्टार्ट करूंगी कि एक एक स्टेप चढ़ते चढ़ते जिससे मुझे पूरा प्रोसेस समझ में आ रहा है
right.
है ना तो सिंपैथी वर्सेस एम्पैथी फिर प्रोडक्ट अगर आप बनाते हो तो प्रोडक्ट में फॉर्म्स होते हैं ठीक है फॉर्म्स में फिर मेरे पास वर्ड्स नहीं होते थे तो फॉर्म्स रेक्टेंगुलर सर्कुलर ये सब हो सकते हैं तो इनके और क्या टाइप के फॉर्म्स होते हैं ठीक है फिर एर्गोनॉमिक्स बोलते हैं कि किस तरह से आप उसको होल्ड करते हो तो उसकी चीज पोस्चर से रिलेटेड समथिंग तो मैंने ये सारी चीजों का ना सिर्फ ऐसे ऊपर ऊपर से सरफेस सरफेस से चीजें एटलीस्ट सुनी थी या पढ़ी थी ठीक है जैसे आप अटेम्प्ट कर रहे हो क्वेश्चन क्योंकि वन थिंग वॉज क्लियर कि जो बच्चे अटेम्प्ट करते हैं एग्जाम उसमें ऑलरेडी डिजाइनर्स भी होते हैं जिन्होंने दूसरे बैचलर्स में डिजाइनिंग करी है दे विल यूज दीज जार्गन्स ठीक है सो इफ यू वांट टू कम्पीट विद देम तो एटलीस्ट यू शुड बी एबल टू यूज दोस जार्गन्स इन योर सब्जेक्टिव पेपर
फॉर श्योर
हां सो आई स्टार्टेड विद जॉटिंग डाउन दोस थिंग्स वेरी इट वाज अ स्लो प्रोसेस फिर रीडिंग करना था इतना सारा तो आई ऑल्सो प्रैक्टिस की हाउ टू रीड ठीक है सो दैट आई कैन रीड थिंग्स वेरी क्विकली कहीं पता चले एक ही बुक को मैं 2-3 महीने लेकर बैठी हूँ तो उससे रीडिंग स्टार्ट करने से पहले रीडिंग कैसे करते हैं ये सीखा ठीक है फिर स्टोरी टेलिंग होता है स्टोरी टेलिंग 5 डिफरेंट टाइप की चीजें दे देंगे एंड यू हैव टू क्रिएट अ स्टोरी तो स्टोरी टेलिंग कैसे करते हैं तो उसके लिए बहुत सारी छोटी छोटी स्टोरीज के ना पंचतंत्र है और ये सब वापस से पढ़ी मैंने और ये नोटिस करते हुए पढ़ी कि अच्छा एक प्रॉब्लम होता है, एक स्टोरी में प्रॉब्लम होता है, प्रोसेस होता है और सोल्यूशन होता है, इसी को हीरो विलेन एंड चैलेंज इस तरह की चीजें होती है. ठीक है, कुछ स्टोरीज होती है जिसमें मॉरल नहीं होता, कुछ होती है जिनमें होता है, तो हाउ विल यू डू दैट. अच्छा ये सब चीजें मैं क्यों कर रही थी, एक चीज बताना भूल गई. सबसे पहला स्टेप जो था वो ये था कि सारे पेपर्स निकालो और उनकी स्टडी करो.
राइट,
आई रिमेम्बर वन ऑफ द पर्सन टोल्ड मी कि पता है मैंने दो तीन महीने तक के सिर्फ पेपर्स रीड किए थे बिना ये सोचते कि सोल्यूशन क्या है या आंसर क्या है.
Okay.
मैं पूछा क्यों, तो ही वाज लाइक कि मतलब मैंने सारे क्वेश्चंस ऐसे रट लिए थे ना कि इस तरह का क्वेश्चन आता है, इस तरह का क्वेश्चन आता है, कि जब मैं स्टडी करने बैठू ना तो मुझे ऑलरेडी पता हो कि इस तरह की चीज पूछी जा सकती है और इस तरह की चीज नहीं पूछी जाएगी, तो इस पर टाइम वेस्ट ना किया जाए. Am I making sense?
Yeah, makes sense.
Haan.
You're getting familiar with the previous questions that they asked you, so that you don't waste time on topics that do not even matter.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Because I was having shortage of time. मेरा बहुत सारा time office में जा रहा है.
Yes.
और फिर थकान भी हो रही है, तो I have very little time to use. So how to utilize? You have to be very clever.
Yeah.
What you are consuming and what you are not consuming.
Yes.
So for that, कोई और आपको बताए, इससे better है आप खुद ये ना एक basic understanding develop कर लो.
Right.
तो मैंने सारे question papers निकाले थे seed के भी और NID के भी जितने मिल सके. ठीक है, और वो जो community है ना Facebook community, anybody will give you that there. तो ज़्यादा कुछ ढूँढना करना या ऐसे ज़्यादा time नहीं लगता. तो इसलिए मैं उसी तरीके से सारी किताबें भी पढ़ी है ना कि दिस इज व्हाट आई नीड, दिस कॉन्सेप्ट इज व्हाट आई वांट टू अंडरस्टैंड, दिस इज सो ये सब हो गया. उसके बाद देन आई वाज लाइक कि ओके लेट्स अटेम्प्ट वन पेपर. आई वाज फ्रीज, मुझे पता ही नहीं है कैसे मैं अटेम्प्ट करूं.
ओके,
सो बाय द एंड ऑफ 2019 मैं I shifted to Bangalore. Okay, and in Bangalore, a lot of NID students and LMs are already there. It's the design city of India, right? So, two of my mentors, they were in Bangalore only.
Okay.
So I was like, "Ki, I want to meet you, and I want to see how will you attempt the paper."
Okay. Okay.
I requested them and I was like, ki, you know, I'll host the lunch. But solve it for me. I want to see how will you attempt it. I want to see how you are thinking and all those things. So they were like, ki, okay, fine. For a short period, we can meet. You know, so I went to meet them and they attempted one question in front of me. ओके, जो मुझे सबसे टफ लगा था ना, आई टुक दैट एंड आई आस्क्ड देम टू अटेम्प्ट इट. ठीक है, तो ऑल्दो है यूट्यूब पे देयर आर वीडियोस वेयर पीपल अटेम्प्ट एंड दे शो की हाउ टू अटेम्प्ट इट, बट स्टिल आई वाज नॉट एबल टू यू नो डू इट मायसेल्फ. सो आई वाज लाइक ओके लेट्स मीट द पर्सन एंड आस्क्ड देम कि यू थिंक आउट लाउड एंड आई ऑब्जर्व यू हाउ यू आर डूइंग इट.
ओके,
so one person attempted one type of question and I was like ha maine acche se dekh liya ki this is how they are doing, this is how they are thinking, hai na, like to wo to pura design thinking process apply karenge, hai na, har ek cheez ke bare mein sochenge and then they will come down to the solution. So I was like ha theek hai, I will attempt. I will do the same thing with every question. You know, एक उसके बाद क्या हुआ, तो एक प्रॉब्लम का मतलब पूरी बड़ी प्रॉब्लम का एक पार्ट तो सॉल्व हो गया. अब दूसरी प्रॉब्लम क्या थी कि there is a type of question where they will ask you to identify problems or they will ask you to form products or how can you use this particular thing like paperclip in 10 different ways.
Unconventional uses.
So for that, now you have to be very, very observant. So I asked one of the persons, can you just show me or can you just tell me how you observe things? Like, I'm just unable to identify 10 problems in my surrounding right now also. For me, I'm like, I'm a very content person. Ye bhi thik hai, koi problem hai hi nahi. So if I'm not able to identify the problem, to main solution kaise sochungi?
Right.
So I requested one of the student again, same method. Okay. Hai na ki, is baat chaat khila dun, aisa pucha nahi tha. This I'm saying just for the fun, okay?
Yeah, I understand.
With the, I asked in a professional manner, ki, you know, please help me with this.
Right.
Because so one thing is very good. People in the community, most of the people in the community, who are helping others, okay, they are very genuine people. They really want to help you. So if you are also genuine, na, ki you really want to seek help, they will help you.
Yeah.
So, aise one person was like, ki, okay, I will guide you how to observe. Okay. So we went in the marketplace, metro station marketplace, and he showed me. See, right now when I'm standing and I'm looking around, so that lady who is using a wiper, so ergonomically why this is wrong, and how you can improve it. Even though she is using it properly and it's kaam ho raha hai, but still there is a scope of improving it. Okay, so he mocked ki how to, you know, pura ek. Again, I observed him very carefully. I asked him to think out loud. And I got my another blueprint. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to use it everywhere.
All right.
So this is how I prepared my thinking abilities. Ki how to think.
Right.
Okay. Phir after in October, mid-October, I took sabbatical leave from Accenture for 3 months. Okay. And I came to my hometown to prepare full time for the exam. Okay. Tab date nahi aayi thi. I was expecting ki January 15 ke aaspaas ya first week of January mein hoga. But 2019 ka jo paper tha 29th of December ko tha.
Yes.
And I was having, I think I was having 50 days to prepare.
Okay.
ठीक है और मैंने करंट अफेयर नहीं पढ़ा था मैंने स्केचिंग की प्रैक्टिस नहीं करी थी मैंने सिर्फ अपनी थिंकिंग पे काम किया था इतने मैंने
राइट
और थिंकिंग पे काम किया था और पेपर पूरा रट लिया था ठीक है तो पेपर में ऐसा नहीं है कि सिर्फ सब्जेक्टिव क्वेश्चंस देखे थे आई इवन रेड ओनली रेड नो आंसर्स ठीक है आई डिडंट लुक फॉर द आंसर्स आई ओनली रीड the paper again and again, full paper, including the objective section also.
Okay.
So now I knew ki in subjective, what kind of questions are often asked and you know, these are the topics which I should focus more because there are chances like logo, flags, all these things. Yeah. So, maine, so it was very difficult for me to remember facts. So I used flashcards to learn everything like and many I think 5 or 6 topics he padhe the
okay
so agenda was ki sirf part A ko minimum cut off jo jaati hai usse clear kar jao and thinking pe kaam kiya hai thoda sketching pe bhi kaam karenge to subjective mein I can score better okay so one trend which I knew was ki first jo you know prelims you just have to clear that theek hai don't think ki you have to score best in that or you have to be topper in prelims. Don't think about that. Just make sure that you are clearing that so that you can get a chance to be present in the mains.
Yes.
And there in studio test, hai na, aap apna aise jalwa dikhao, and you will be like, clear.
Exactly. Yes. That's completely true. Because a lot of students don't understand this. And jo poochte hai na, aajkal, like a lot of students ask me saying that, I really want to do well. I want to like ace the first round itself. So I get an added advantage when I go for the second round. I said, no, the added advantage is if you're prepared for the second round, then your first round will give you ठीक है एक दो नंबर का फर्क होगा बट इफ यू आर लूजिंग 10 इन द सेकंड राउंड देन इट डजंट हेल्प
हां सो एग्जैक्टली आई वाज प्रिपेयरिंग फॉर मेंस थ्रू आउट द टाइम राइट थिंकिंग इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर मेंस
यस
ओके तो एंड आई ओनली डेडिकेटेड 50 डेज फॉर माय प्रीलिम्स ठीक है तो सो प्रीलिम्स में माय रैंक वाज आई थिंक 34 So in SDM my rank was 34, you know. So I didn't clear prelims for SDM, but for TGD my rank was 14 or 18. Okay, but when the ranks came, my rank was 4th in TGD.
Wow.
Okay, so really? That jump was because I prepared very well for mains.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Hai na? And thinking is very, very important. Like, I'll put greater emphasis on thinking.
How you
prepare how to think, you know, properly. Yeah. So for mains, I prepared for prelims. I prepared only few topics like flags, okay, with colors. What are the colors in the flag? So there are three, four, five ways in which flag questions come. So I identified those and I prepared them. Usme bhi jo you have to see ki kaun se flags often repeat hote hain ठीक है तो you'll see कि neighboring countries के या जो उस वक्त current affairs में होगा
yes
ठीक है so I was thinking कि अच्छा paper December 29th को है तो teachers ने paper November में बनाया होगा November में कौन सा current affair चल रहा था
good strategy yes That works. That works wonders. Experience that.
है ना और है ना paintings बहुत बार पूछते हैं ठीक है तो ऐसे 4-5 मैंने topics identify कर लिए थे and I prepared them ठीक है सारे बहुत वैसे list में बहुत सारे topics हैं but I was like I do not have time for that है ना तो अच्छा सेकंड थिंग वाज वन ऑफ द पर्सन टोल्ड मी कि पेपर में 30% अच्छा 2019 में थोड़ा पैटर्न चेंज हो गया था एग्जाम का 30% क्या था रेशियो क्या था मेंस का और प्रीलिम्स नहीं मेंस का प्रीलिम्स का नहीं सेक्शन ए एंड बी का आई थिंक इट वाज 30% एंड 60%
या 30 and 70.
Okay. So assuming ki 30-70 ka ratio tha part A is to part B. So I got the suggestion from one of the mentors ki invest your 30% time on part A and 70% of time on part B.
Makes sense.
Okay. So for part B, your thinking is already prepared. Now you have to work for sketching. तो मैंने 50 days sketching की practice करी थी. उसमें भी basic जो है ना, so I asked people कि sketching में क्या देखते हैं. ठीक है, what are the things on which they will judge your sketching skills? So one of my mentors suggested कि if for prelims, they are gonna ask 30 marks ke objective questions and 70 marks ke subjective questions. Then invest 30% of your time on objective question preparation, okay, and 70% of your time on subjective questions ki preparation.
Okay.
So that's how I managed my time in those 50 days.
Hmm.
Okay. So I did all the calculations ki 30% 1 hour hoga aur itna ghante hoga.
Okay.
And accordingly, I started practicing sketching for subjective questions and, you know, ratifying all the facts for objective questions.
Okay.
Okay. That was another you know, strategy which I used while preparing in those last days. Okay. Huh. Then right before exam for 15 days, I solved papers. Okay. Okay. With timer.
Okay.
So another challenge which students face in the exam hall is ki time ke pressure mein they are unable to finish the questions. Right? So maine 15 days I solved one at minimum one paper every day with time.
Okay.
Then group mein hi do char bacche the aur kuch aise the jo do teen bar attempt kar chuke the. So I used to ask them, can you see and tell me if I have attempted it in a proper way or not? Specifically focusing ki sketching skill theek hai ya nahi hai. Okay? So one thing is for sure, subjective questions mein, they are not gonna give you 10 on 10.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So attempt utna hi, don't try to finish everything in those big questions, jo bade bade questions hote, don't try to attempt it to the maximum perfection you can. Okay? In that way you will lose your time for other questions. So ye sari cheezo ki I was practicing while I was attempting paper. Acha dusra sketching mein kya kaam aayega, to sketching mein proportions and the quality of line is very important.
Exactly. Yeah.
ठीक है. हाँ तो and perspective is also there. पर perspective का मेरे से इतनी practice नहीं हो पाई थी. So I was like कि मैं proportions का ध्यान रखूँगी and I will try to avoid perspective because I cannot master everything. So I have to be selective कि what I'm mastering and what I'm not. तो मैंने proportions पे बहुत अच्छे से काम किया था कि proportions सारे human figures के proportion जो है that I'm doing और perspective में भी 1 point perspective तो किया था.
Right. Okay.
हाँ तो yeah, that's how I prepared for prelims.
Cool. Right. So you've told me about how you prepared for the exam. Right. Now can you describe the day of the exam? How was it like? How was the experience like? You had a very bitter experience the first time you were in that room and you were attempting the question paper. Now, how was the experience?
So, because I was aware ki I'm very scared of that hall. So, one thing which those last 15 days of attempting paper with a watch helped me overcome that fear also.
Okay.
And I went there with very less material. Like, bahut sare colors aur bahut sare ye nahi lekar gayi because I somewhere knew. Maine more than 15 times paper attempt kar liya tha.
Right.
So I knew ki wo use karne ka kaam time nahi milta hai. So I went there with very minimum baggage.
And you specify what all you took to the exam? Can you specify?
हाँ अच्छा HB कोई भी ऐसे shading pencils नहीं लेकर गई थी because if you will shade the things in paper eventually when your evaluator will see there are hard chances कि वो smudge जाएगा.
Right.
So I took 3H two edge pencils, okay?
Okay.
Two pencils, अच्छे से sharp करके. Okay. Eraser. So a good eraser which can erase those things properly. Neatness is very important. While attempting drawing का questions.
Right.
Even कभी-कभी क्या होता है? Paper quality is very low. So if you are using a pen, gel pen or something, पीछे अगर उसका imprint चले गया, तो it will ruin your other answer.
Yeah.
Right? So pencils, and I try to use pencil only to answer most of the questions, or ball pen. Okay, very fine ball pen, patla point ka. Okay. Scale. Although you cannot use it, you should not use it. I don't remember if I took scale or not. I don't remember unhone liya tha ya nahi liya tha, toh scale ki guarantee nahi hai.
Okay.
And 4-5 basic pencil colors. Basic colors.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Woh bhi na isliye kyunki agar product banane ko bolte hain, toh thoda sa shade kar do pencil color se. Halka sa. To emphasize the 3D-ness of that thing.
Right.
That's it. That's it. Nothing else.
Okay, that's pretty.
ID card.
Yes, of course. Yes, yes.
Water bottle.
Yes. Of course, of course. Right. Now you were comfortable. Now tell me something about the domain specific paper. So jo 2 ghante ka hota hai, right? 2 ghante ka hota hai. So toy and game design mein, what were the questions, if you recollect, ki kya kya pucha tha? Can you recollect now?
So see, domain specific jo hai, I think that was of 70 marks. 70 or 60 marks. Okay. Aur jo general paper tha na, which was for everybody. Usme bhi they asked one subjective question.
Yeah.
And they didn't mention that beforehand. Okay, now we know, but wo first time ho raha tha, so we didn't know. So usme there was one question of 7 marks, I think, jisme aapko stapler how to use stapler wala kuch question tha, something related to that. ठीक है और जो डोमेन स्पेसिफिक था उसमें वन क्वेश्चन वाज रिलेटेड टू स्टोरी टेलिंग डेफिनेटली टीजीडी एज अ डिपार्टमेंट एंड एज अ टॉय एंड गेम डिजाइनर यू हैव टू डील विद स्टोरीज अ लॉट
या
सो अ सेकंड क्वेश्चन वाज ऑन कि यू हैव टू डिजाइन अ गेम एंड दे स्पेसिफाइड ईयर आई थिंक इट वाज 2050 फ्यूचर का टाइम था.
Okay.
And the user is a visually impaired child.
Okay.
7-year-old, I guess. 7-year-old. Okay. So few facts were there about the user and you were supposed to design a game for that. Third question was, the third question was ki you have to redesign your favorite game from your childhood. Okay, and you have to specify why it was your favorite game. Okay, and how can you improve that?
Okay.
Yeah. So see, in sare questions mein, they will not look at ki if you are able to come up with a final product or not.
Yeah.
Okay. Final output doesn't matter because you are not a designer. If you can generate a final output, you need not to be a student again.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, but they want to know ki how you are thinking and how you come down to this particular thing ki this is my proposed solution for the question. Right, so I emphasized on ki what is the how I am thinking about all these things.
Yes, right.
Okay, so I showcased them my thinking. Okay, user ko expand kiya ki what are the possible, what are the characteristics of user. उसके अकॉर्डिंग क्या हो सकता है तो इन इनको लेके ऐसे ऐसे कुछ बना सकते हैं ये सारा.
Pretty good. Now let's talk about the next round. What? See, there was no studio test, right?
No, for TGD it was there. Oh, we were the lucky batch. Lucky.
Oh yeah, 2019, right?
No, it happened in 2020 only.
Ah, yes, the only branch that had the studio test, I think.
TGD and I think ceramic people also.
Ceramic, yes, I remember. How was the studio test? What did they ask you to do in the studio test?
Okay, so first thing, they showed us one video, okay? And they didn't disclose any thinking what they are gonna ask.
Okay?
They just made us watch a video, short clip.
Okay.
And then we came back to the examination hall and we opened our sheet and there was a question.
Okay. Interesting.
So, first thing I knew, they want to judge our observation skills. So question was ki, okay, so in the video they showed us ki there was a problem ki people are using less of the staircase and more of the escalators.
Okay.
So, but they want ki people should use more of the staircase. Okay. So what they did, they use some technology and every time you will move, it will produce piano sound, okay? So afterwards, they show ki how this little innovative solution for this problem led to ki people are using it in various forms. Okay, they are enjoying the process of climbing stairs.
Okay.
So now we were given a task ki how can you improve the stairs ka experience. Okay, how matlab you should not use music again.
Okay,
music ko chhod ke, sound ko chhod ke, how will you improve the experience of climbing stairs?
Okay.
Second question was we were supposed to sketch the process of making a houseboat for a magazine jo ki bachcho ke liye hai, 10 year old ke liye hai, okay? Aur uska hame origami se paper use karke, matlab not necessary origami, paper use karke, we have to make a model of that and उसका पूरा प्रोसेस 10 स्टेप्स में हमें ड्रॉ भी करना है कि हाउ फॉर अ 10 ईयर ओल्ड. ठीक है, आई थिंक इट वाज अ बोट, वी वर सपोज्ड टू डिजाइन अ बोट.
ओके,
ठीक है, उसको उसका मॉडल बनाना है और उसका स्टेप्स लिखने हैं. एंड थर्ड क्वेश्चन वाज देयर वाज अ पिक्चर ऑफ जिराफ एंड दे मेंशनड अ पर्टिकुलर टेक्निक ऑफ इंटरलॉकिंग इन क्राफ्ट. Okay, how you can interlock papers, different shapes, and you can create 3D model out of that interlocking technique.
Very interesting. Okay?
So they mentioned the technique. They mentioned they put a picture of giraffe, and we were supposed to make 10 to 12 inches ka a 3D model of that giraffe using interlocking technique. Okay, so these three questions were there.
Very interesting questions, and I am assuming each of them was for one hour.
I think giraffe one was for 1.5 hours.
Okay.
First question was for 1/2 hour, and the second one, middle one, was for 1 hour.
Okay. All right. So yeah, so that comes out to 3 hours. First one was 1/2 hour, second was 1 hour, and third one was 1.5 hours, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And how about the interview, and how was the interview?
So on second day, I was having my interview. I started thinking ki while I was preparing for my interview, I got around 2 weeks to prepare.
Okay.
2 weeks to prepare for studio test and interview.
Okay.
So I focused fully on interview. Okay. क्योंकि थोड़ा सा क्राफ्ट स्किल्स पहले से था और क्राफ्ट में भी ना आई डिडंट प्रैक्टिस मेकिंग थिंग्स आउट ऑफ मटेरियल, इतना टाइम नहीं था. 2 weeks में विथ माई जॉब आई कैन नॉट डू ऑल दीज थिंग्स. सो आई यूज टू वॉच DIY के ना वीडियोज, बट आई डिडंट डू अ हैंड्स ऑन प्रैक्टिस ऑफ दोज थिंग्स. ठीक है, दिस इज हाउ आई प्रिपेयर्ड फॉर स्टूडियो. And for interview, I created a prototype of a game.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and I was not having any skills of making games. उसके बारे में कुछ नहीं पता था, तो I researched कि how to make board games. ठीक है. तो उससे पहले deciding कि okay I have to make a board game. तो वो कैसे decide किया? डिजाइन थिंकिंग थोड़ा बहुत तो पढ़ ही लिया था प्रिपरेशन टाइम पे, प्रीलिम्स की है ना. तो वहां से सो आई वाज लाइक कि ओके, जो मैंने एक्सपीरियंस किया है कमिंग आउट ऑफ माय शेल्स, आई वांट टू शोकेस दैट प्रोसेस. ठीक है, आई वांट टू
प्रोजेक्ट.
हाँ, आई वाज लाइक कि ओके, सो वन थिंग आई एम लाइक कि whatever work I'm doing now, I'll do that only if I can see ki ha, it's a win-win situation. Okay, so I was like ki agar nahi bhi hua to I can use this concept to come up with something which can help at least somebody.
Right.
Matlab, it will not be a waste.
Right.
Okay. So I started with that thought. कि ये जो मैंने एक्सपीरियंस किया है, इफ आई वांट टू रिक्रिएट दिस एक्सपीरियंस, तो व्हाट आर द पॉसिबल वेज. सबसे पहला था एप्लीकेशन बनाते हैं, ऐप. ठीक है, उसके बाद था कि नहीं, ऐप ऐप से गेम का रिलेशन नहीं है, और क्योंकि TGD डिपार्टमेंट है तो दे विल लुक फॉर कि मैं गेम बना सकती हूँ या नहीं, या कुछ इससे रिलेटेड ना.
yeah.
तो आई डिसाइडेड कि बोर्ड गेम बनाएंगे. तो बोर्ड गेम के लिए फिर पढ़ा मैंने कि बोर्ड गेम बनाने के एटलीस्ट कुछ बेसिक पता हो, टर्मिनोलॉजीज पता हो, जार्गन्स पता हो, अगेन है ना, कुछ कॉन्सेप्ट्स पता हो. तो वहाँ पे गेमिफिकेशन के बारे में पढ़ा और ये सब चीजें की. एंड देन आई अप्लाइड इट टू कम अप विथ समथिंग एटलीस्ट. ठीक है, तो मैं बोर्ड गेम का बोर्ड बना के लेकर गई थी, कार्ड्स बना के लेकर गई थी, प्लेयर्स के छोटे छोटे बना के लेकर गई थी. एंड या दैट्स इट, दैट वर द थिंग्स व्हिच आई कैरीड इन द इंटरव्यू रूम.
ओके,
एल्स तो आई टॉक्ड. ओके, सो दे वर लाइक कि योर फर्स्ट प्रेफरेंस वाज SDM, व्हाई यू चोज TGD.
राइट.
ओके, तो मतलब अगर दोनों मिल जाते तो व्हाट वुड यू हैव डन. सो दे आर लाइक कि दे वांट टू टेस्ट योर dedication to be a part of the department.
And what was your response to the question that if you get into both the domains, what would you do?
See, I already told you ki wo form bhar chuke the, isliye SDM was first preference.
Right.
Otherwise, I was like, ki, let's go for TGD. Aur bahut simple sa mera tha. Again, I was looking for a win-win situation.
Right.
Okay. TGD was win-win.
Okay.
So SDM as per my knowledge, okay? at that time aap thinking skills pe kaam karoge, hands on pe material se aapka interaction nahi hoga, material work nahi hoga. TGD mein definitely aap apni thinking pe to kaam karoge hi, material pe bhi kaam karne ka mauka milega.
Right.
I was like, it's a win-win situation, I'll learn more in TGD. So so this is what I told them. Very genuinely I told them ki SDM mein to aisa ho jayega, aur waise bhi I told them ki mujhe kaha hai students ne ki yahan pe bahut open culture hai, if I want to attend SDM I can do that.
Okay. What did they say to that?
They were laughing.
Okay. Oh, very good.
और बताती हूँ. सी तो ना, व्हाटएवर यू आर डूइंग, nothing will be a waste. Okay, if you are very genuine, again, if you are very genuine, if you really want to do. So why I'm saying that, when I was talking to strangers, okay, to find my solutions, I was practicing how to talk to strangers and how to put my things in front of them, how to convince them.
Right.
So I was already somewhere unknowingly, I was preparing for interview. Okay, how to address their tricky questions.
Yes.
Yeah, and how to repeat your story again and again to many people ki wo aapko ekdum yaad ho jaye.
Yes, that's very true. So like you were saying, this again puts emphasis, a lot of emphasis on being very honest with yourself first, then being honest with the jury. Very important, right? So everybody suggests that, and it's a very important thing again. So to all the students listening to this podcast, again, we would reiterate that and put a lot of emphasis on that. You cannot fake in the interview. You cannot fake in these exams. These are different. These are not your JEK exam. These are not your NEET exams. These are different than other domains. So please be honest with yourself first, and then be honest with the jury members as well. Otherwise, you will not make it through. They will see through you for sure in the interview. So that, with that, I would want to shift the focus now on TGD in particular. What you are studying, you have finished one semester, right, at TGD.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of common or let's say frequently asked questions, or the perception of the majority of the students about TGD. I would like to address that in this conversation moving forward, that how is TGD, toy and game design? You make toys, you make games in TGD, and there is product design, which is again making products. So if I consider, you know, toys and those things as products, so how is it different? Then there is digital game design, which is completely digital, right? So it would be really nice and very helpful for the students to know from someone who is already at NID studying in TGD how these things are separated and how TGD as a branch is. So what's your take on that, Aditi?
Okay. So we at TGD, we focus on play experience. Okay. So product, people focus on product. Okay. How, also fully solely based on ki, what is a product, how to, you know, understand user for this product and all these things. Digital game people, digital video games and all those things. Okay. So they are fully focused on digital medium. Okay. Toy and game department deals with three things. Okay. First is toys, games, that is physical medium. Digital medium also. And so games ki category mein physical and digital games. Okay. Both.
Right.
Okay. So okay, if you are at TGD, you can choose to go into digital gaming sector. You can choose to go in physical gaming sector. Usme sports bhi aa jayega.
All right.
Okay. Not just board games and all, but also the sports.
Okay.
Things related to sports and outdoor gaming. Okay.
Okay.
So it covers vast sector of gaming.
Can you give me an example of each one that you just mentioned? I would like to start with the first thing that you've mentioned when you're talking about TGD. You said it's about play experience. Can you talk about that a little? What is play experience?
So, see, if play is a fabric, okay, big fabric, then game is just a thread in that.
Okay.
So people often think ki play and game, they are similar. But matlab, these two terms are quoted in each other's places often. But play is a very, very vast thing. You know, even a pen can be playful. You know, you will see people playing with pen. Okay.
Yes.
So game is different. It's just a little thing. Exactly. Right. It's a small part of play experience.
Right.
Okay. And for creating an experience, you can either create a product in the form of, let's say, board games or toys.
Okay.
You can make a non-tangible thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For example, you can give a set of rules. Okay, you follow this and do this particular task.
Okay.
It will become a game.
Right.
Yeah. So also you will design. Ho sakta hai ki you will design. Let's say take any product. Let's say take a cup. Okay. Now your task as a toy and game designer, as a pass out of toy and game designer, if you call yourself play experience designer,
okay,
how will you make that cup a playful product or a playful experience?
Experience.
Using that cup should be a playful experience. How will you do that? So we at TGD basically focus on हमारे जो टीचर्स हैं, मेंटर्स हैं, डिपार्टमेंट हेड है, द अदर टीचर्स, फैकल्टी मेंबर्स एंड ऑल, दे फोकस ऑन हाउ विल यू मेक प्ले एज एन एक्सपीरियंस इन व्हाटएवर यू टच अपॉन. ओके, इफ यू आर डिजाइनिंग अ कप, इफ यू आर डिजाइनिंग अ पेन, इफ यू आर डिजाइनिंग अ बुक, हाउ विल यू मेक दैट थिंग, दैट एक्सपीरियंस प्लेफुल?
राइट.
सो दिस इज द मेजर डिफरेंस. Okay. Now, using this understanding, you can either go and create a playground or a product or toys, or you can go and create digital games. So it is a vast study.
Right. So play experience is at the core of it, and then you apply it to whatever you want to apply it
exactly
to, basically depending on what your inclination is.
Yes.
Right. That's very profound and very interesting to know. And I'm assuming at this point of time, when you talk about games and toy and game design, usually it is associated with, okay, this is for kids. Like, if you take up this branch, this you'll be doing for doing something for the rest of your life for kids. How true is that?
So we as a society are conditioned to think that play is associated with kids. Okay. It's something which bachche do. But actually, there is a small kid in everybody. It's a play is a very basic human behavior. Matlab, you can call it behavior, you can call it experience, you can call it anything. It's a basic instinct. Okay, so play ka definition bhi clear nahi hai. Okay, you jitna bhi abhi tak study hua hai aur jitne bhi books likhe gaye, research hua hai, people come down to this conclusion only ki you cannot define play. You can only feel it. Okay, that's where it becomes more tricky. Okay, so as I was saying ki kids ke liye sabse pehle aata hai dimag mein ki kids ke liye hai. But yeah, basic, it's a basic thing in everybody, every human being.
Right.
Even in animals also play exist. Okay.
Yes.
So because I have gone through first semester, I have consumed a lot of content on what's happening in play. Okay. Mm-hmm. Play as a research field, what's happening. So now I can say, you know, very confidently, ki play can be a remedy not only for learning, learning experiences, but also for therapy purposes.
Right.
Okay. So it will have it do have a huge application in health sector.
Yes.
Okay. In policy sector. Mm. Okay. Again, I don't remember the name of the country, but there is a country somewhere in Europe. They have national play policy.
Wow.
Okay. So globally, a lot of things are happening in play sector.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And users, target audience can be anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. That opens a lot of doors for prospective jobs as well, or positions of where these designers can go and work. But before we talk about that, I would like to mention, or let's say bring up the topic of what you just touched upon. You said play is a feeling which you feel, and it becomes tricky when it the moment something becomes like intangible, right? So it is perceived. You need to perceive it, and then you feel it, right? So is it okay to say that there's a lot of psychology involved here in play, or designing a playful experience? So what is your take on that?
See, psychology is important in any design field.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to understand your user.
Yes.
Okay. So psychology is definitely important for every design discipline, including play also. Okay. TGD also. We had a module on child psychology, child development. Again, so the name was child development, child psychology, but the agenda of the module was to, you know, give you a give you basic, let's say I was engineer, I never studied psychology or anything about psychology. So if I want to do research for a particular project, from where will I start? So the agenda of module was to give me a basic platform from where I can start my research for my future projects. ठीक है तो वहीं पे ऐसे concept समझे कि there is something called conditioning, there are biases.
Right.
Okay. So these terminologies, these concepts were introduced in that module.
Okay.
Now, if I'm doing a project, I want to understand my user. I will have this perspective also, psychological perspective. Okay, what is the background of the child, or what is the background of, let's say, 60-year-old person, from where that person is coming. Culturally, uspe impact hoga. Bahut tarah tarah ke perspectives jud jate hain. So psychological perspective is also important. Now, because you asked for psychology, psychology adds one perspective. Okay. Anthropology adds another perspective. Okay. Sociology will add another perspective.
Right.
So you will have little bits and pieces of all these things covered in all the modules.
Right. So that's a very interesting perspective that you've given about toy and game design. And now you also talked about the possibilities after you graduate from toy and game design. But I want to understand how this is education linked with education. Toy and game design, you said this is closely related to education, right? So how is it linked to education?
So I can talk a lot on this topic. Okay, but I will limit myself and I'll talk to the point. Okay, so before we talk how toy and game is related to education, we need to understand what is education.
Right.
And we need to understand what is toy and game design.
Fair enough.
So we have already talked about what is toy and game design is about. about play experience. It's about play experience, right?
Hmm.
Now, what is education? What is education for? Okay? And what can you achieve by education?
Hmm.
Okay? So when you will think about these questions now, you will see education is about learning. The agenda is that you are learning something.
Hmm.
Okay? For learning, how do people learn? What are the ways of learning? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. One of the ways and one of the very basic, natural, organic form of learning is through play.
Okay.
How do you think babies learn the language? And how do you think babies learn how to walk? Then how to... They copy, they mimic their elders. Okay. Mm. And it's all under the category of play.
Right.
We say in our local language also, the child is playing, the baby is playing.
Mm.
Okay. So in the form of play, we learn. That's the natural process of learning, play.
Nice.
Okay. If you want proofs, so let's talk about what do the kids during the time of prehistoric era, they used to learn things from. Kahan se unko milta hoga? So they used to play. They used to play with twigs. Then they will play with, you know, dheere dheere they will start using stones. They will copy their elders. They will listen to them. You know, so is this a play, in a playful manner they used to learn everything.
Hmm.
So bahut narrow, bahut chote usme maine bataya hai.
Right.
Theek hai? There are books and research papers which
I think we can do another episode on this. For sure, I'd love to do that.
Okay.
I remember the initial discussion when we had about the podcast session. You mentioned that I'm recollecting now that so NID is not the end, like, let's say, not the ultimate goal for me, but it is just a way to reach there, right?
Yeah.
So what is that goal? Just shed some light about it, just on it.
So, see, I already have talked about what my direction is. Okay, I was concerned ki why people are sad. Okay, so sad is just one term. Consider it as experience. Why they are feeling that experience of, sadness, anxiety, all these things. So you can call it mental health issues. Okay, so it what I have understood and what I have experienced it, it is happening because of the environment they are in, and the environment is directly associated to the education, because we as a person have spent a lot of time, major portion of our life in some or the other educational institute.
Yes.
Okay, so there is a lot of things going on in this sector. Okay, and I'm also, synced in this direction only. I still cannot say ki what I want to do. You never know. Matlab, I'm very unpredictable. Okay, but this is my direction. Okay, I just know my direction. I don't know the. This is what I'm gonna do. I don't know the final thing.
Understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very interesting and very, I really appreciate you for that.
So that's why I said, NID was one of the ways to move forward in that direction.
Right. Yeah. That's really cool. So before we close today, it was really an interesting talk. Now I want you to just one last question to you before we close today. See, you are from a non-design background and you moved into design successfully, right? So what is your advice to non-design background students who are applying or who want to apply at NID or any other design college? What is your suggestion?
Start behaving like a designer.
That's very profound. That's very profound, and that's like...
And I'll you know, use a tagline. Okay. Huh? Fake it till you make it.
Right. There's a lot of meaning to it. I understand why you say that. Yes. Very interesting. Cool. All right. So you mentioned there were a lot of books that you read. Okay. Can you please name a few books that, you know, would be helpful for the students, whoever is listening to this podcast, they can, you know, can refer to those books as well.
So how I selected the books, okay, matlab, how I was recommended to, you know, what was the strategy behind that? You need one book to understand ergonomics. So the basics of ergonomics, find a book for that. Find a book for human anatomy, okay? How artists observe and do things. So I also read books for sketching also. You know, how to sketch. So basic steps for that. Okay, then as I said, thinking. So a book on design thinking. Okay. So I don't remember the names. I'll give you those names, exact names of the books which I read. Okay, but there were books on thinking processes, there were books on sketching skills, okay? So there was books on shading also, okay? How to you know, understand the light and shadow, concepts of light and shadow and all. Okay, then there was few books of on lateral thinking.
Okay.
How you can plan your thinking.
Okay.
So, like, as I said earlier, ki identify ki what type of questions are coming. Okay. So, accordingly, to enhance your understanding of the concepts which can be used in those questions, you can read, you can select and read books on that.
Okay.
So, definitely read a book on anthropology. Okay, so I read the Naked Ape.
Okay.
For anthropology. Okay, because it gave me a very good understanding of how a human as an animal behaves. Okay, and one book which is very very much recommended by everybody, that design se related hai na.
Don Norman ki hai. Design of Everyday Things.
So, Design of Everyday Things. Same writer have also written a book on emotional design.
Yeah.
Okay, I read that also.
Yeah.
Okay, because ultimately it's about experiences, designing experiences.
Yes.
Accordingly, you can select books.
Very interesting. Cool. All right. And I'd like to thank you for taking out time from your schedule.
So that was Aditi Sharma. I've put the list of books in the description. Feel free to check that out. And I'll see you in the next episode.